teaching people that repentance that you walked up here to talk about. See, they're leaving people in their sin, in the world. You realize this is Satan's kingdom. You must repent of this and be born into God's kingdom. And the gospel is on that one side of the card. And on the back side is a bunch of warnings about man-made religion and the lies they're teaching. Revelation says, if you love and practice one lie, you'll be left outside the gates of heaven. So we're out here warning you. Forsake denominational religion. It's filled with how many? 40,000 different names and flavors, right? So you want to repent of that. Come out of that and dig into the scriptures and follow and obey him. And let us know if we can help you on that.
Is there a phone number on there? Or?
Well, here, I'll give you. Did you get one?
Oh,
okay, well, look up don'tperish.com. Our email is on there.
You got to come out of the world, as my wife said. You got to come out of the church systems. They're all corrupt and teaching lies and man-made traditions.
Right.
Jesus is coming in flaming fire to purify.
Yeah.
Don't prop up the things of the world and your man-made religion.
Amen.
You're screaming at him now.
I can lift up my voice anytime I want.
Absolutely.
We saw you over there by the prayer man. Would you like a gospel card?
Because they're walking
away.
Here. Would you like one here?
Now,
that man, I don't know what he gave you, but prayer isn't going to save you. What you need to do is follow the gospel that's on here. It's faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, resurrection. And if you have faith in him and you want your sins washed away, you must repent, which means you're going to turn your mind from your ways. You're going to turn it toward God. And when he sees that you're willing to obey him, he'll give you the Holy Spirit and you'll be born again. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
So if you're born again, you're going to follow after him in holiness and obedience.
So is it like atheist or like...
Oh, no, we're Christians. What we do is we warn people about man-made religion. I just went through the gospel with them.
I saw them walking before.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you guys know anything.
They're the ones that were by the prayer man,
yeah.
I think. So, yeah,
Jesus
I
told us to
the
preach
truth.
The gospel and make disciples and teach them to obey. This whole idea of just praying for people and not calling them out of their sin and telling them their worldliness and their false church is okay. No, Jesus is a God of truth. And unless you follow truth, you're not going to enter the kingdom of God. And the gospel's right on there. By the shed blood of Jesus. By the shed blood of Jesus, you can come to faith and repentance. And he'll give you the spirit if you're willing to obey. And then from there, you walk in holiness and obedience. I got men that are claiming to be believers for 50 years. They're worldly, they're carnal, they keep lies, they keep false ways. Does that sound like that's of God? Yeah. So I want you to go to the scriptures. By faith, be born again through repentance. Holiness should be your desire if you're born of God, which that is the word of God. And then endure in the faith. And you got to walk every day in that. The churches are lying. Do you understand that the churches are Satan's system? Satan has developed the church systems to deceive you and the culture. But there's only one place you will not be deceived. You know where that is? The word of God. Genesis to Revelation. In a good translation. Genesis to Revelation is the word of God, and then you can walk in its ways. But American Christians, like that man I was talking to him, he says he's a Christian, but he doesn't want to stand and talk about the word of God. His house isn't in order. He keeps a bunch of false ways. The fruit that you're of God is truth in your life. You guys desire truth and holiness and righteousness? You do? I'll tell you what. You met no better person than to meet. My email's on there. I'd love to encourage you in the faith. You guys go to a church system?
Yep.
Where do you go?
I go to...
What's the name of it?
Living Waters.
Living Waters. That's Living that Waters. Prayer booth down there. Yeah, and I went... You're going to see it on video. I'm going to put up our preach. I put our street preaches up. Go to my website maybe tomorrow sometime and look under our witnessing videos, and this street preach is going to be up there. I went to go talk to those people over there at your booth. The men wouldn't even talk to me about the truth of God. One lady kept getting in my face. Do you know what they did? They called the police and said I was threatening them. When all I was doing was standing... Oh, it's not cool. I'm not cool. I wasn't threatening them. I was standing in the grass talking truth. Like I'm talking to you. Hopefully you don't feel like I'm threatening you. And maybe the truth is threatening. But yeah, those are wicked people that you're involved in. I'll be honest with you. It's a false religion. They keep Christmas, Easter. These are pagan holidays. Feminization that God hates.
We'll have our own religions. But.
Well, God has one true, pure religion, and that's founded in the Word of God. Living Waters Church is not founded.
So, but what if you just don't believe in God then?
I'm sorry?
But what if you just don't believe in God then?
Well, if you don't believe in God, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. What if you don't believe in God? Is Jesus a liar? You won't make it to the kingdom, right? You'll be judged and sent away. So, but the churches are going to have the worst condemnation. Did you know that? You know why? because they're hypocrites. You know what a hypocrite is?
Yep.
That's what the churches are. They're hypocrites. They say they love God. They're out here doing religious stunts with the prayer thing and all that. But when you go and talk to them about the truth of God, they're not willing to lose their life. Your church is worldly. Kansas City Chiefs, music, Netflix, movies, all that stuff. This is of Satan's kingdom. Your world is linked with Satan's kingdom because they are of Satan. Did you know Jesus said in John 8 that if you don't hear the word of God and repent and come to the word of God, you know who your father is? Satan. That church's father is Satan because they don't hear the truth. And I want better for you guys. Take care for yourself. You must be born again by that biblical gospel, and if you are born again, you'll test everything to the scriptures and you'll come out of all of it, okay? You've been pretty quiet. You got any questions or anything?
No, I was just thinking.
What do you think about it?
I don't even know.
You don't want to lose your soul, do you?
No, in my opinion, everyone's got their own religion. Everybody believes what they want to believe.
But did there's Jesus no... say there's only one narrow way? Is he a liar? You don't know if Jesus is a liar? That's what your church is teaching you? If Jesus is a liar, how could he die and be the sacrifice for your sin? Oh, you guys are really confused. See, that church is confusing you. Get in the Bible, read the Gospels, see who Jesus is, and then test that church. I'll help you. Email me. I'll test that church with you, and you'll see how false it is, and you're going to lose your soul unless you follow Christ alone, okay? Make sense? All right. Love you, neighbor. God be